You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. No, somebody, somebody, somebody.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of You Better Ask Somebody podcast. This is your host Glo, and I hope you guys have been great since the last episode. New week, new episode. Yeah, I know it's a little bit late. Usually I drop on Mondays, but I've been in a very meh mood. Like, I haven't been in the mood to record. I haven't really been in the mood to show up for a lot of things that I need to show up for. But, you know, nonetheless, here we are and we're doing it. So, you know, a win is a win. A win is a win. Never back down, never what? I feel like, I don't know, is anyone else feeling like life right now is just boring? Like, I literally feel like life is just boring right now. And I came to the realization that it's a new month. It's October. And I feel like I'm bored because I haven't really planned out anything new to do this month. Other than the ordinary things that I do every single day, I haven't planned out anything new to do this month. Like, I don't have any book that I'm reading for this month. I don't have anything new that I'm doing this month. And I feel like your mind consistently needs to be stimulated, consistently needs new adventurous things going on so that you're not in that I'm bored phase. So, yeah, I think I need to find something to do this month. I don't know, maybe tomorrow when I go shopping, I'll go and buy like a puzzle or something. I don't know, a puzzle. I really like puzzles. And I finished the puzzles that I have here. So I'm going to probably buy a puzzle or, I don't know, try out a restaurant or something tomorrow. I'll figure it out tomorrow. But yeah, I just realized. So I don't know, what new things are you guys doing for this month? I usually see people trying to as well as learn new languages, like for the most part. And you know, I thought about that because I really like listening to podcasts. And there's this one hack that I was taught. Whenever you're listening to audio things, like if you listen to them going to sleep, subconsciously your mind kind of like picks it up. Like, I'm not saying that you'll be fluent in a foreign language if you listen to a podcast every single... Well, I mean, I feel like you could be fluent in some things. Maybe you could construct sentences at that point. I don't know. I feel like it's possible. If you're dedicated to it, I don't know. But I feel like learning a new language right now for me is a stretch. Because I don't think I'm fully into the idea. Today I was jotting and I was like, what new things can I do for this month? Like, what new hobbies can I pick up? And then I thought of learning a new language and I was like, yeah, I feel like that's just a very last minute thought and I'm not really dedicated to it. So I'll drop it halfway. Like, my heart is not fully there. But I should actually really consider learning a new language. I feel like when the year started, I did want to learn a new language. I did Spanish in uni, but I kind of wanted to do French because I also did French from primary. But it wasn't, like, I'm not good at French. Like, it wasn't that serious. And I don't know, I feel like if I tried to learn it now, since I already have the basics, like, it wouldn't be that bad. You know, it would be an easy thing to learn other than something that I absolutely know nothing. I don't even know how to say hi. I don't even know how to say, you know, I don't even know how to say I want to go to the shop in that language. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. What new hobbies or whatever are you guys doing for the month of October? I saw that, what do you call it? Spotify Wrapped is going to be done by the end of this month. I'm pretty much excited for that. I always enjoy the Spotify Wrapped, whatever. They're so cute. Though. They're always telling you, oh, thank you. See how many people were listening to you on their birthdays. I don't remember how many. There were so many last time. So many people listening to my podcast on their birthday last time, and it was, I don't know, one of my kids got birthday, but it was really cute. So I don't know, I'm really excited for this year's Spotify Wrapped. Before I dive into this episode, have you guys been seeing what's been going on the timeline? The whole tweet that has started such a war. I feel like timeline new week, you make a bit intense. You make a bit intense after your tweet. The tweet for the phase when you start to hate your girlfriend. Bruh, that thread was actually so insane. And you remember what I told you on the previous episode? I'm very, very content and very happy to not be dealing with anybody. Because I'm imagining you see a tweet like that and you keep on refreshing your nigga's page to see if he's going to like it. And then you said one day, I feel like your tweet, I'm sure, I'm sure that tweet ruined a lot of relationships. I can just imagine. Because now you're just at home and anytime your nigga does something or gets irritated by the smallest thing, you start thinking, oh, so you're in the phase where you hate me now, huh? And you know how girlfriends be. But anyway, yeah. So from that tweet, there were like a lot of conversations that came up with it. And my take from it was basically, because one time someone told me, in life, you genuinely have like a handful of people outside your family that genuinely care about you, like care with no expectation. They care if you ate today, if you hydrated today, how you're taking care of yourself. Like everyone else acts like they care because of how they benefit from you or whatever. And when they can't or they don't benefit from you anymore, it's on to the next. It's a few people that will actually show up for you. And most times, it's also people that you normally don't expect to show up for you. And then the ones that you do don't normally show up for you. I don't know if people have been in this situation, but there's so many times I've been in situations where the people that I expect to show up for me, the people that I expect to support me, or the people that, you know, are usually people that I would have never thought. Like, wait, what did I say? Yeah. I've been in situations where the people who I value the most and I would always show up for them and I expected the same from them would just never give me the same. And then the people who'd show up for me were the last people I was expecting ever, ever, ever. So I don't know. I feel like from that whole timeline thing, basically, I think the one lesson that everyone should learn is to place people where they place you. Yeah, place people where they place you. Basically, when you're going through life, be careful about who you put in your heart heavy. I'm not saying that you shouldn't make friends or socialize with people. Like, just be cordial. You could be cordial and respectful with everyone. But when it comes to the people who you're putting in your heart, be selective and be very careful. Because I feel like tunajiletianga our own heartbreak and our own disappointment. Because you can clearly see how someone else is moving, but then you still want to do the most for them. Like, when someone isn't doing the most for you, watch your career kumfanya the most. Do unto others how they do unto you. And that's on Bible. That's on Bible for real. But anyway, I don't know. And then remembering that quote, was it the past weekend? Yeah, the past weekend I was hanging out with my friend. And for one, I think I really value people who are normally like this. My friend, she doesn't listen to like podcasts and stuff like that. I don't know. These comments normally really hit my heart heavy. And this is not the first person who's told me this, but she doesn't listen to podcasts. And there's so many people who will tell me they don't listen to podcasts. But she told me she normally shares my podcast. And, you know, she'll share, she'll at me and she'll be like, she really enjoyed this episode. And I know she doesn't listen to podcasts. So I know she was really struggling to, you know, to listen because she always says how she doesn't get how people listen to podcasts. Like for her, they're not that interesting. Like she'll just get lost. Nah, I don't want to her listen anymore. So I usually feel like, and this has been said to me a couple of times before, that people will tell me, oh, I don't listen to podcasts, but I listen to yours. And I feel like as much as I do value all my listeners, I really value people like those the most. I don't know why. Because it feels like, bro, you're going out of your way. You're going out of your comfort zone to listen to something that, you know, you don't even really enjoy, but you're going out of your way because you know, oh, this matters to this person and this person. And I feel like that's really nice. I don't know. It was a really nice thing to hear. But anyway, the whole point of what I wanted to say was place people where they place you. Put people where they put you. Don't do too much. A lot of tenor now when the disappointment comes, you want to start blaming people. But as well as you should be aware and you should see how people move. Take care of yourself as well. But anyway, let's dive into the episode. Today in the morning, I woke up and I saw they want to ban Velo. And yes, the world is healing, finally. Bro, I feel like I've had the worst experiences with Velo, weed, and edibles. I don't know, but these things kick my ass. And you know the meaning of kick my... Like, bro, the first time I smoked weed, I remember I was... I don't know who I was with. I think I was with my brother. Bro, let me tell you, the way nilikuwa... You know how you're sitting on a seat? I was holding on to the armrests of the seat because I thought I was going to fall over, bro. Like, nimekaa, but I feel like I'm just an overthinker. I'm an overthinker, and I think these things don't go with overthinkers. Like, there's just no way. Edibles are the worst. Wait, which one was the worst? I feel like, yeah, edibles are the worst. Because now edibles, you know, at least weed and velo, like when you smoke and when you take velo, like you take the velo out, you have at least like, let's say like 8 minutes alafu inashuka. Weed, if you eat, it shukas. Edibles, you're just high. It's just kicking your... It's fetched you by the throat, bruh. I would never play those games again. I came to understand that in life, kuna vitu zingine tu nza watu wengine na vitu zingine si zako, and it's 100% okay. The last time I took velo, the first time I took velo, I remember I felt so weird. I felt... Bro, literally, I'm trying to go get water to drink because I was feeling a little bit weird. So I'm trying to go get water to hydrate. Tell me why my legs were so weak. My legs felt like spaghetti. They felt wobbly, bro. I didn't catch anything because I'm like, hey, going like, what's going on? What's going on over here? So I took it out, and that's when I realized, oh, velo, when you take it out, like, okay, sour. So I took it out. And then the next time I did velo, this one I did just because of peer pressure. Like, literally, it was just peer pressure. Like, all my friends were taking... We were about to go out. I remember we were about to go out. I had just eaten. I was like, oh, if we're going out to drink, at least, you know, let me be fed. We had just ordered food. I ate. And then now everyone was like... They were taking velo. So I was like, okay, pass me the velo. And it was like... I don't remember. I think it was like a mint flavor. Bro, your mint flavor for one in a kuchoma mdomo, like... I put it like on the lower part of my mouth. So now it's next to, you know how when you're putting it inside the sachet inside, I felt like it was burning me. I didn't kind of then match up a hole. You know those industrial piercings that Australians normally have, those round ones. I literally thought you have a velo in there. It may burn into my skin. For one, it was really burning. So then at some point, I was like, hey, Brian, I need to take this velo out because for one, I'm feeling dizzy. And then on top of feeling dizzy, I feel like I'm also overthinking. I feel like I'm getting into, like, you know, in my thoughts, in my head so bad. So when I said it, all my friends are like, yeah, every time they take velo, they normally feel like, oh, da-da-da. I'm like, then why are we doing this? Why? 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 When I'm not going to get depressed, like, make it make so much fucking sense. So my friends are like, oh yeah, you know, velo is better like when you go out and you're having fun, not when you're just sitting. And as we're just sitting, literally waiting for other people to finish getting ready so we could leave. So I took it out. Now, this one was a bit different. When I took it out, I was still feeling dizzy. I think because I had it in my mouth longer than I usually have had before. The one time that I had it before, I didn't have it in my mouth that long. So this time, I think I had it for like, maybe even say 5 minutes. Tell me why I threw up all my cheapo. Like, all of a sudden, I started feeling sick. I started feeling dizzy. I'm feeling dizzy, but I need to run into the bathroom. You know how you know you need to throw up? Like, you just know it's over here. It's at the throat. Like, it's ready to come out. It's done. It's done being inside. I threw up all my cheapo. Bro, and you know how much I love cheapo. That's just waste of potatoes. Waste of potatoes for drugs? For drugs? No. And just like that, me and Velo have beef. Like, you could do anything, but if you come between me and Chipo, that's crazy. Anyway, guys, it's been like how long has it been? It's been like, maybe now this is my third month living in, is it my third month living in this apartment, or is this my third month just not being home? I think, I don't know. Because you see, when I did the house hunting video, I was staying at an Airbnb, and then now I'm fully at my own apartment. I don't know. Let's just say it's probably been like 2 or 3 months. And you guys have been asking me questions about how I find it like living alone right now, how, you know, what's being what and da-da-da and all that. And I told you guys how I'm having fun. I'm having a blast. Of course, there's cons of living alone. Like, bro, the one con of living alone is cooking for yourself. Cooking for yourself. Because there are days when I have a full day. I've been busy the whole day. I come back home at 9 p.m. and there's no food. Like, I literally took that for granted. I never realized, but I literally took that for granted. That thing of you just come home and you just shower and then you eat and then you black out. Now I have to cook, then shower, then eat, then blackout. And, you know, and then make a mistake of, because all my stuff is normally in the freezer, make a mistake of not taking those things out earlier for them to defrost so that I can come home and cook. Sometimes I'm mid-doing something, I'll literally be mid-conversation with someone, then I'm like, fuck, I didn't take out the chicken. Damn. What next? There's a bro. I absolutely understand now how my mom used to be so disappointed that me took a job, alafu bado food iko kwa freezer. Like, kwa nini nilichombaya? Like, are y'all crazy? Are y'all crazy? But anyway, so I told you guys how I wanted to get a pet, and how should I say it? I kind of did get a pet. I kind of found the one. I found the one until I went to Seed, and a sudden feeling of fear and anxiety came in me. Like, I got really anxious and whatever. And I did that African thing of wacha niende hivi narudi. Narudi tu saizi. Wacha tu nikachukue kitu hapa. Bro, I was lying. I ran away. I drove so fast and I drove home. First, I went home to, like, home, like, to my mom. I went to see my mom and I went to see my pets. And, of course, there was that kind of relief of, you know, seeing them and all that. Because I felt like, oh, no, I can't go home today. So I came back home today in the morning. So, oh, my God. And it, like, you guys know, there's a podcast episode where I talked about commitment and, you know, commitment and all those things. And that's been one of my biggest struggles. Like, that's been one of my bad habits that I want to drop. My commitment issues. I got commitment issues. But I'm trying to fix that for you. I'm trying to fix it for me, babe. No, listen. Because one thing people are always asking me, I say, oh, would you move in with your partner now that you have your own apartment? If you met a guy and then he wants... First of all, why does he want to move in with me? But anyway, if I met a guy right now, they, you know, want to move in with them, since I've already taken the step of moving out, or would I have a roommate? I feel like those are other commitments that I would not want. First of all, me, I always say, whenever, if I do get married or whatever, we are still going to be in individual homes, I promise. Because I feel like, bro, those things are like some serious decisions to make. I don't know, maybe I'd have to be in those positions, because then at least I'll be thinking with a different mindset. But right now with my mindset, I'm thinking, nah, I'm not ready for that. But I feel like when you get into a relationship, then you know now what you're ready for and what you're not. I feel like now also the fact that I'm not thinking of a relationship is why I'm also not thinking of committing to someone and living with them. So anyway, so I have this problem of committing to things fully. And, you know, I went to get a cat and it scared me, because then I was like, bruh, what if I become a horrible mom? I'm a horrible cat mom. Because you see, when I have pets at home, like my pets that I have at home already, yeah, I live with my mom. I used to live with my mom and it was easy. The days I'm falling short, like, you know, she'd pick up the slack. Like, if I wake up late, I'd wake up and I'll phone Asha's care food. You know, whenever someone wasn't doing something, someone else would pick up the slack. Now, if I have a pet here, it's fully up to me. And I don't know, I just felt the whole, oh, what if I actually fail? And I told you guys on one of the previous episodes, one of my biggest failures, my biggest fears in life, bro, is failure. If there's one thing I'm scared of, is failure. So, commitment scares me. I'm not gonna lie. And I know it scares a lot of people. And commitment, like with a lot of things, whether it's relationship, whether it's just life stuff, small things that you need to take seriously, that you need to commit to, actually really scare me. And I've been trying to force myself to doing things that I just normally wouldn't or struggle with. I'm the type of person who is okay with walking away from one thing and starting another thing. And although sometimes that's okay, like it's 100% okay, there's times where you really need to see things through fully. Like regardless of the situation, you need to see things through. It just shows your commitment, your discipline, and all those, you know, and those, right. Discipline is one of the things that I'm always saying just leads you to succeeding in things. Anything that I've succeeded in is because of my discipline and my commitment. But then when I don't commit to things, I start lacking the discipline, and then, you know. And I feel like fear of commitment is built off fear of commitment is built off fear of failing. I was so scared of not being a great cat mom that I was just like, I started overthinking. I just started thinking about a lot of things. Like I was looking at this cat, I was like, Mulani kupeleke mali alafu wende usafa. Just because, you know, I'm scared of commitment. I'm scared of... But then I was like, what if I took the cat and I just forced my... Like, literally, if it comes home with me, I'd have to force myself into being the mom that it needs. Like, there's no way I would now throw it out on the street because I also don't have that heart. You know, I've never seen those people who will take a cat and then one day they're just tired of it and then they throw it out. Or they take a dog, one day they're... And then all of a sudden now it's a stray. Like, why would you do that? That's so... I feel like that's another type of evil that needs to be discussed in people. That's another mental illness that needs to be discussed. Please, because you can't just do that to an animal. And then I started thinking, maybe I should have just taken it and it would have just forced me to commit. But no, bro. Yo, when I tell you I'm scared of commitment, literally I could feel myself shaking when I was looking at that cat. I was like, And, you know, just letting that cat down on its own just scared me. And I'm scared of that cat. You know that cat depression that comes with failing? Because then I start feeling like, oh, I'm a horrible cat mom, da da da. Then now I'm just here depressed and with the cat. And because I know that cat feeling, that cat depression feeling that normally comes with failure. But if you failed before, you know what I'm talking about. And it takes, you know that cat feeling of just feeling worthless. That phase is hell. That cat nini that you go through after you fail, before you pick yourself up, that feeling is hell. But later on, when you're over it, you understand that in life you're supposed to fail because, for one, it makes you resilient. And, you know, you don't want to go through it, definitely, even though you understand it. But, like, you have to walk the journey to know what the remedy is. Bruh. But if there's one thing I'm scared of, it's just the whole, I don't know. I really need to fix that. So now I've just been thinking, should I go back and get the baby? And you know. But anyway, you guys have been asking me all these questions about how I've been coping, staying alone and stuff like that. I feel like for one, because someone actually asked me when it comes to living alone, are there times that when you get into your head and all that. And for me, it hasn't happened yet because someone told me they couldn't live alone. They couldn't live alone because of... What did they say? I'm trying to fetch the statement. Oh, they were talking about how they couldn't live alone because they feel like they'd be too much in their head. And when they're too much in their head, it'd be a bad thing because now, you know... I don't know. I feel like, for one, that happens when you're having negative thoughts. And You need to find out why you're having these negative thoughts. Okay, I know most of the time when we're overthinking, it's normally not a really good thing. Because now, when you're in your head, you start thinking, me for one, I usually just think about life. I think about life and I start thinking about tomorrow. And I start thinking about where I'm going to be tomorrow. I start thinking about where I'm going to be in 2 weeks. And I start giving myself that pressure of, are you even taking the steps to being where you want to be in these 2 weeks? Or are you just being useless? You know, I start overthinking and I'm like, why are you being so hard on me? Why are you being so hard on me? So I don't know. So I think sometimes you need to find why your overthinking is mostly negative thoughts. Because I don't know, you can still be in your head and just not beat yourself down, beat yourself up or whatever. But yeah, for the most part, I feel like it's been easy for me because for one, whenever I'm home, I'm always listening. There's always a podcast in the background. Like, I literally have no one to talk to. Like I told you, that's basically why I wanted to get a pet. And I have no one to talk to 9 times out of 10 during the week. Because I haven't invited anyone over to my house. Oh, my friend was here, Amanda. She was here last weekend for the afternoon too. She was just here for the afternoon and then she went home. So I haven't had people over yet. So you can imagine it's been pretty lonely. I don't have any pets, but I'll catch myself listening to podcasts 9 times out of 10. I'm listening to a podcast. I'm always listening to a podcast. I feel like even moving out has made me discover way more podcasts because I'll be so caught up with my regular listens that I start listening to other podcasts. I'm like, okay, let me tune into this. And sometimes also when you're listening to content on Spotify, because usually I use Spotify to listen to my podcast, whenever you're listening to podcasts, it kind of like continues. It just takes you to others and others and others after you finished listening to another one. So sometimes that's also how I discover new podcasts. And usually I'm just here having conversations with podcasters. So yeah, I feel like that's also been a really good distraction. I feel like when you move out, the best thing that you do need is a distraction. That's one of the cons of living alone is, it's like also like you have no one to vent to. That's also another con of living alone, bro. Like, you know, before I'd go home and my mom is just there. Like, okay, right now, I'll call her and I'll tell her, oh, this happened today, this and that. But I don't know, there's something that's just not the same as a phone call and us having the conversation there. Like, when I'm driving, you're not going to slap in your corner and stay other than on the phone. Like, I feel like that's why also FaceTimes exist. But like, Bado, I smack the same. Like, I want you to see my expressions. I want you to see my, you know, when I'm telling you this and this and this, I want you to see the body language and everything. It's just the way you guys are always asking me to get back on doing the YouTube episodes. Because the body language smacks. It's just something about seeing someone's body language than just hearing, you know, on the phone. So yeah, so that's one of the biggest, there's no one to vent to. Like, that's one of the biggest needs. And that's what made me want to get a pet. But then I was like, you know, because I was thinking, what if I get fish? I've never really thought of having fish as pets. I think the idea came to me because I saw Nyambu's fish. But then I was like, it doesn't smack the same. Like, there's a difference of a fish and a cat and a dog. I don't know. Cats and dogs are pretty much the same. I think it depends on your cat's personalities. Because all my cats are such different personalities. I have 8 cats, bro. All my cats are different personalities. There are some that you talk to and you feel like, I'm talking to my boy. There's some of my cats you talk to and they just start walking away from you mid-conversation. It's like, ish, kwani, nimekubonini. Like, you hate it here? You hate it here that much? Dogs are the best. Dogs just sit there and they'll just look at you. And I don't know if they actually hear you or they're just human. You like, oh yeah, human, ana mtu, wacha tu nimsikize. I don't know. I don't know what that's usually about. But dogs look like they actually do listen to you. So then I was like, fish is so different for me. But I'm just imagining if I got a fish and yesterday I made fish. So nakula wenzake. Like, you know, you see such things. Like, so then I was like, I've never, ever, ever in my life thought of having a fish. I think I just wanted one because I was like, okay, at least nikwe ni place kitu maali. Like, something that's alive in this house other than me, I guess. But then I was like, no, it's just not hitting. It's not doing it for me. I've never, ever thought of having a fish. Like, Even if you tell me I get a clownfish finding Nemo for the nostalgia, I don't know. I feel like I'll just get bored of it. But then that's the other thing. The other thing I was thinking, you see what I'm saying? I'm scared of commitment and stuff like that. Is like, how come I was so excited to move into this apartment and I wasn't really scared? And then I started thinking, maybe it's because subconsciously I know if I do get bored or if I get tired or whatever, I could just move. Like, you know, it's not permanent. I feel like a pet is something so permanent. Like when I'm talking about commitment, I feel like a pet is so permanent because, like, you know, when things are just permanent, you know, like if you up and leave, it's a disappointment. If I move out of here, it doesn't feel like a disappointment. It doesn't feel like a failure. But then also, again, it doesn't feel permanent. And I think that's why I'm not stressed out by... Okay, I guess there was that kafir of moving out because that's me committing to change. So yeah, there was that kafir. There was that you know, those what ifs. Those I was trying to tell myself, yeah, there were those ones. There were those I was trying to tell myself, it's not even that deep. You know, like my mom is not even kicking me out. But then I saw it through. Like I saw it through and I feel like I'm really proud of the fact that I saw it through. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell. Bro, another con of moving out is the fact that I have to do my own shopping. You know, shopping is really fun when you're doing things kidogo kidogo, or you're just doing things for yourself. At this point, I'm doing things for myself and for the house. That's one thing I also have to consider. So sometimes when I go outside, I'll forget one or two, three things. And then I get back to the house and I'm like, bruh, nani ananda kushuka kupanda hizo stairs tena. I'll be like, I'll do it next week. Like, shopping can actually be so hectic when you forget, when you're forgetting the small things. You actually get so pissed off. It's actually so annoying. And then there are things that you're used to in your house. Like, when I was home, there was never a time you'd run out of tissue. What do you mean run out of tissue? There's never a time you have to start remembering to fill the dispenser. The dispenser is just always filled. Now I have to do these small things for myself and it's like, what the hell? What the hell? But yeah, so I'm trying to understand like why my commitment issues are actually that deep. I don't know. I need to understand why they're that deep. Just another fatherless child. That could be why. But I don't know. I feel like I'm going to suck it up and get the cat. I feel like that would be another step of me doing things that I normally don't do, getting out of my comfort zone. Just getting the cat and seeing it through, my boy. Like, and you know what's crazy is the fact that I've bought everything for the cat that I was going to get. Like, I have its sleeping basket, I have its litter box, I have the litter, I have everything. I bought toys, bro. And then I'm just like, well, I wish Munginiona when you talk about your place. I was like, watch a day, come. Uongo. I'm sure even then they knew it was a lie. But then I started thinking, maybe what if I started like with a fish and start small? And then commit to that. And then... But you see, a fish doesn't even make sense. And then now when I get the cat, I'm going to get rid of the fish. That's rude. I feel like that's so rude. Unless I gift it to someone. I get it and then I just have it for experimenting. And then I gift it to someone. But no, I'm thinking I should just get the cat and, you know... But life is crazy. Life is actually so crazy because there's so many things to commit to. There's so many things to commit to, and nobody teaches you these things. It's the same as when someone asked me when I moved out why I didn't consider having a roommate. And I was like, for one, I feel like I'm really grown right now to be having a roommate. I don't know. I feel like kuna kwanga na point ya roommates and then kuna point ya roommate inaisha. Because what do you mean a roommate? I'm not moving out to a hostel. I'm moving out to my own apartment. Like, my own apartment that I'm designing for myself. No, why would I have a roommate? That's weird. Like, no, I don't want to do that. And then there was this conversation we were having the other day with my client. And I think I said, I always say that if I do get married or whatever, my plan is to never, ever, ever live with my partner. Like, that's always been a thing that I've been saying ever since I was how old, like ever since I was like 19, bro. Because like when you start thinking, bro, that's your commitment is crazy. Even the whole marriage commitment is crazy. I feel like I would just date you like you know you have me. You know you've got me. You know you've got me. It's like the whole thing that Shakira did. Like, she never married Piqué because she was like, oh, you know, if I need to up and leave, I just up and leave. And see, she up and left. Like, there's nothing to it. Because I'm imagining I'm married to someone and then we get our house, yeah? And then, you know, when you're living with someone, the house is not just yours now. The house is split. It's everyone's house. So your things have to be there. Their things have to be there. The day we end things, and then I have to leave. Because I don't mind being the one leaving. Like, I'll leave you with the house. It's just that then I have to start afresh. Like, you know, like... I don't know. Those commitments are just things that I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. And then I also feel like I'm the type of person to get really irritated really fast. So then I'll be like, why is this nigga here? But he's my husband. Like, what do you mean? Why is he here? He lives here too. I feel like it's easier when you have separate houses, and then I can just, if we're arguing, I can literally just up and walk out, you know? And then I started thinking, the reason I'm thinking that is because in life, I kind of do that sometimes. Like, whenever something is stressing me out or I'm feeling like, oh, I'll just get up and leave. Like, I'm not the type of person to just get up and leave. Like, okay, all time is stress. In life, ni moja, up and leave. And as much as that's okay sometimes, it's not okay most of the time. But anyway, I don't know. I don't know, maybe I should experiment. Maybe this cat should be my experiment of my commitment issues. And I should see it through and get the pets and see if it changes anything, like in a month or two. Okay, a month. I feel like a month. Okay, a month is enough to develop a habit, but a month is not long enough to see if I've fully fixed what internal issues I have. You know, I don't know. Maybe I should also go back to therapy and talk about that. I haven't gone to therapy since... I think the last time I went to therapy was like a week after I moved into this apartment. But I haven't gone to therapy again. And I just went to therapy for... It was more of life guidance therapy, not actually anything. Not actually anything. Well, it's serious, but not actually anything serious. Not actually, I feel like mentally I've just been in a good place for a very long time right now. And that's really good. And I feel like that's also another thing that I was scared of. I was like, oh my God, what if I fully can't commit to this cat? And then I sink back into that cat depression of failure. And I was like, no, I don't want to go through that. I don't want to go through that. I don't want to go through that rabbit hole again. There's always that fear of after you've pulled yourself out of something that you just don't want to go back into it. Yanuko shy, once beaten, twice shy. Because you know how it is. Like, when I go back to, like, it's actually a serious fear. So anyway, I don't know. I'll tell you guys, if over the weekend, maybe I should do that. Maybe that should be the thing that I do this month, get a pet. That's something different from the regular life cycle I've been doing. Maybe I should get the pet and just be a mom this month and see if, bro, that's like having a baby. Can you imagine having a baby? That's some other crazy commitment. Because a baby, you're for life. You know, cats is gonna lifespan. A baby is for life. Even when they are 56, they're calling you mom. Mom! That's a serious commitment. But anyway, I feel like maybe that's the thing that I'm going to do for this month. Maybe. Not maybe. Actually, guys, I'll do it. I promise. Either tomorrow or Saturday, I will go get the cat and I will dedicate this month into being a new mom. Yeah, that's the life-changing thing that we're doing. It's not that exciting. Maybe I'll still go get the puzzles and stuff. I'll come home and do the puzzles with the cat. But yeah, I feel like that's the new thing that I need for the month. There's something new for the month. I don't know. Do you guys normally have that thing where every single month you do something new just to keep yourself different every single time? I usually like, I feel like it's a good thing to exercise in your life. The whole every month you're doing something new. Like, it doesn't even have to be. You could pick up knitting. You could do whatever. You could just do something new for the month, for every month. So that I feel like also by the end of the year, you usually look back and you're like, oh, I did this and this and this and this. So when you're jumping into a new year, you're not as disappointed and thinking, oh, nothing changed for you. I feel like it's a good practice to have. So I don't know if you guys do that, you know, let me know. Tell me what you guys are doing this month that's new for you guys. Do you think I should see it through and get the cuts to fix my commitment issues? And yeah. Yeah, so guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I can't wait for... on top of that, I'm going to ask you guys, if you are a new listener, please like, follow, like and follow the podcast, especially if you're listening on Spotify, so that, you know, so to keep me up on the Spotify wrapped thing when it comes out and whatever and all that. Yeah, so, you know, tell a friend. Now I've realized I have to be so serious. Easy. The next 4 weeks, if I could drop episodes, because on the next week now, I'll drop EMB. So that the chats look good. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in as always. What was I going to say? Yeah. I finally also got back the Instagram page for the podcast. You better ask somebody _. So yeah, I think it's normally easier sometimes seeing DMs there, because usually on my account, sometimes I just don't like to reply DMs because it's always something corny going on. But, you know, if I see the DM coming in and I see it's something about the podcast, I usually respond. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in as always. Until next week, if you want to reach out to me, you can find me at glowful_ on Instagram, glow_full on Twitter. You better ask somebody _ on Instagram, and you better ask somebody podcast on YouTube. I also wanted to record a podcast episode today at my studio, but my guest was traveling today, so we had to push it to next week. So I will get back to the studio next week. But then I also started thinking maybe I should wait until the fourth series, because this is episode 38 39. I think this is episode 38. I started thinking maybe I should wait for the fourth series to get back to doing YouTube. But anyway, we'll see how I feel about it next week. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in again as always. Bye.